This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Miley. Writing songs about Liam and sticking her pan
song.
Down the guy's pants. Come on. Yeah. She's going to get a giant foam finger to hump at the next MTV Video Music Awards, too, I'm sure. I'm back, everyone. Woo! Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The Eagles are coming to the all-new Chase Center in San Francisco.
Does that go on sale today? Yeah.
It does go on sale today. At 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. Play me a little Eagles there, Alex.
It.
By the way, so Bryn is home from Vietnam, but he brought the super flu with him. So he's not here. He should have been back yesterday. Alex, thank you so much for stepping up for a couple
great
of
job,
more
Alex.
Days. We really
totally.
Yeah, that's a good one. But I think that Bryn's going to be back on Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, let's hope. How long does
sure
the goddamn super
back.
Flu last? I mean, come on, man. Anyway, if you like the Eagles, here's some info for you. The tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. They are performing their Hotel California in its entirety, April 11th and 12th, 2020, at the all-new Chase Center.
That's right.
Very exciting. So 10 a.m. Ticketmaster today, or win a pair right now. Anthony's on the phones. He's a very nice young man. So you get to talk to someone nice and win tickets. Great start to a Friday. 800-400-3697. Caller 9 instantly wins tickets to the April 12th show. All right. So new music. It's Friday. Johnny Mosley's going to be in at 8 o'clock. So we're going to do the music here. I wanted to start with this Beck stuff. His new album, Hyperspace.
I love Beck.
Me too. I love him. It comes out on November 22nd. But there are a couple of new tracks from the LP. So what did you grab here? What's available from the new Beck record? What's this called?
This one is called Uneventful Days.
All right. If you had put a gun to my head and said, who is this artist, I would not have picked Beck. I love that he's so different all the time. Turn that up. He's so great.
He does a lot of different stuff. That album Sea Change is the slowest record you've ever heard.
That's not my favorite.
No, I'm not saying that it's... I'm saying they're very diverse.
Right.
Like, you could... One album to the next, you'd be like...
This is cool.
Yeah.
All right, so this is called Uneventful Days. And what is the other one, Hyperlife? How many are on... How many does he have out right now?
I just seen three, but this one is Saw Lightning.
Okay.
That sounds more like him.
Yep. I might have gotten this one right and not been shot. I doubt it, though. I'd be really scared if you had a gun on me. Oh, I like them. All right, there's another new song from him. And what's the last one? Is the last one Hyperlife?
I didn't grab that one.
Oh, darn it all. That's the other one from... Oh, so anyway, Hyperspace is November 22nd. Did you say you grabbed three, though?
No, I grabbed
just,
two.
Just those two. Okay. So Saw Lightning, Uneventful Days, and I guess there is one more called Hyperlife, but the Hyperspace is the name of the album, and it's on November 22nd, so I am looking forward to that. Brand new songs from Beck. Let's see. We're going to start with Alter Bridge, Walk the Sky. They got a new record out today.
All right.
Here's what that sounds like.
This one's called Pay No Mind.
Crank it up. I don't know this band too well. That's pretty good. I like that. Do you
this
know that?
Is the lead singer of Slash's band, too.
Oh, is that
Miles
so?
Kennedy, I think, is his name.
Yeah, he's great. All right, give me another one. Or is that? Did you just grab one?
Well, I got another one.
Oh, perfect. You tell me how many you got.
This is
so I don't ask for ones you don't have.
This is one you rather.
Yeah, this is... That's right up my alley.
And the guitar player, I believe, and I, you know, texters You'll straighten me out. The guitar player is a guy from Creed.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it might even be a few guys.
Is it Brian Marshall?
No, the guitar player's name is Tremonti.
Tremonti.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Mark Tremont, Mike? I don't know.
Mark Thomas Tremonti.
There you go. Mm. He's the guy from Creed. But he's kind of a guitar nerd guy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like a lot of he's in the magazines.
Well, it's nice to know that Creed managed to get their ass back together after that one guy.
Right.
Okay, that sounds great. I like Alter Bridge. Jimmy Eat World has a new record out today. They're the middle guys, right?
The middle guys.
That's the name of the song that they're.
Yeah, maybe. Oh. Do I have these guys? I don't know.
Hold on. I'm sure I have them.
You do?
Well, I have everything.
You don't have everything, Sarah. I don't like when you say that.
I feel like I have everything.
When you think you have everything, it turns out you have nothing.
Jimmy Middle from Apple Music. Search.
Nope, I have no Jimmy Eat World.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Yep. There you go.
Yeah. Will it turn off if I just quit the program? Maybe not. Anyway, you guys probably know that one. Hey, don't give yourself up yet. I know that one really well. So Jimmy Eat World has a new record out today. How many songs did you grab?
Two.
Okay, great. Let's hear Surviving is the name of the record.
This one's called Love Never.
Well, maybe not.
All right.
Yeah, okay. I thought that thing was going to break into a mad
chorus.
Nothing
never
right
happened there. No.
Yeah, no. All right, give me another one.
This one's called All the Way.
Oh, hot. Well, that's better than the other one. All right, that's what the new Jimmy Eat World sounds like.
That's fine.
Third Eye Blind has a new record out today. That's right.
Is it just him or is it all the guys?
I think it's just him.
He built a brand.
Got rid of the guy who wrote all the songs. Anyways, Third Eye Blind, they got a record out today called Screamer. And what did you grab here?
This is the self-titled track.
All right. This is Alexis Krauss from a band called Sleigh Bells.
Oh.
Okay, turn that up. All right. Enough of that one. Give me another one.
This is Walk Like Kings.
Third Eye Blind.
Yep.
I like that one better. All right, there you go. That's what the new Third Eye Blind sounds like.
Is this Alexis Krauss only on the one song?
I think so. It says the title track features Alexis Krauss from Sleigh Bells.
She is stunning.
Oh, yeah?
She is beautiful.
Sleigh Bells are a pretty big alternative
band.
Tell
me what she's from San Francisco. Beautiful face, sort of reddish brown hair, long hair.
Oh.
Just gorgeous, beautiful smile. She is from San Francisco, and it looks like she's also an actress. Jersey Boys, The Ugly Truth, How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, wow. All right.
Good for her.
You bring me a picture? Oh, she's cute. I guess she does different hair all the time.
Let's see that one. Oh, okay.
That's a little Jane-esque.
Yeah, very Jane-esque.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I like it.
Nice. So that was the woman who was singing on that first track. All right, so that's the new Third Eye Blind. We're moving down to Adele Dazeem. Also known as Idina Menzel.
Right.
Whatever her name is.
Boy.
She's got a Christmas record out. Her guests include Ariana Grande, Billy Porter, Josh Gad. Josh Gad, who plays Olaf? The snowman in...
Yes, Olaf.
What is the name of that thing?
Frozen
thing. I'm like, the ice princess? What is that called? He's great in that. And they must have become friends, because doesn't she do the voice of the blonde-haired girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So, Christmas, A Season of Love by Idina Menzel. What are we hearing?
This one's A Hand for Mrs. Claus.
Okay. Well, I do like a big band sound.
Well, she's got that going on, doesn't she?
If I do a show with Tommy this year, I'll be like, oh, we're going to do some songs off the Idina Menzel. I'd be happy to butcher those for you.
You mean you're locked into doing a show with Tommy?
I'm not.
You should.
I don't want to.
What? You brought it up.
Yeah, I shouldn't have. That was silly. What else is on this record?
I Got My Love to Keep. Right. To Keep Me Warm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this song. Oh, nice. Is Billy Porter the guy who wears, like, long dresses to the... He's, like, a fashion guy.
Yeah,
oh, I'm getting a thumbs up from
Bon Singer. Yeah. Okay.
I like Billy Porter. Oh, let me hear him sing. I like that. All right, so there's the idea.
Are you so ready for the holidays? Come on.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
So ready. Oh my
Aren't
God.
You ready for the fireplace to be on and all the stuff?
I do like the fireplace.
Come on.
Gucci Mane's got a new record out today. It's called Waptober 2.
Oh, man. All right.
Guests include Megan Thee Stallion and Lil Baby. Let's hear some Gucci Mane.
This track is called Richer Than Everybody.
Oh, Richer Than Everybody.
Okay, well, let me get my cardigan off. I was, you know, relaxed by the fire just 1 second ago.
That's over.
Right.
All right. Oh, boy. Got another one of those?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got another one.
Hooray.
This came from scratch.
What do you call what you were just doing there?
I have no idea.
Okay.
That's white boy dancing.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Exactly.
I'm well acquainted.
I'm not hip.
That doesn't do anything for the song, for sure.
Just close your eyes, Vin.
Okay.
All right, so there you go. That's what the new Gucci Mane sounds like. G-Eazy's got a record out today called Scary Nights.
And this is the self-titled track.
Okay. Oh, my God. Look, Alex loves this.
What's this guy's name?
G-Eazy.
Local dude.
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the guy?
I even knew that. I don't know any of his songs, but I was like, oh, G-Eazy, he's local. Let's do him. He made a Pokemon joke.
Oh, how weird. There's a guy called G-Eazy.
Oh.
And that's who I thought you were about to play. G-Eazy.
No, G-Eazy.
Okay, G-Eazy. It's totally different.
Give me Got another it. One of those. Okay. Scary Nights is the name of the record.
This is Demons and Angels.
Okay. Okay. And then I thought this one looked interesting, so I had you grab a couple. It's a band called Space Cadet.
Oh, I like that. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I thought I was immediately. I saw Space
Cadet.
I'm like, oh, let me have a look at that. So I have not heard this. Biabadoobie. Is the name of
that's
the,
fun too. Let's see.
Of the record. So what did you grab off this?
This is She Plays Bass.
Oh. Oh, it's the Sundays. It's the Cardigans.
All right. I had higher hopes than
it's
that.
It's fun to have a chick playing bass. I wonder if she's talking about Kim Deal. All right, you get another one off of that?
Yeah.
Let me hear one more. Make it a good one.
This one's called I Wish I Was Stephen Malkmus.
Oh. What? Is that the guy from...
Pavement.
Okay.
That's I wish dreamy. You were
this
too.
This is like mid-90s alternative. Yeah. Like hard. This could be Belly. This could be Juliana Hatfield. It could be Cowboy Junkies. Okay. Anyway, there you go. Space Cadet. And then I guess we'll squeeze this in. Florida Georgia Line. The Acoustic Sessions. It's stripped down versions of 17 of their hits.
Our dude is going to go on tour with these guys,
this is
though.
Why I'm, this is why I'm doing this. So Florida Georgia Line.
So you better like it.
I'm sure I'll love it. Luke Bryan, Tim McGraw, Backstreet Boys, and BB REXA are all doing guest appearances. The physical CDs are only available at Walmart. Don't worry, everyone's streaming everything. Anyway, the Acoustic Sessions, Florida Georgia Line.
This is Talk You Out of It.
Okay.
I like it.
Talk you out of it.
You like it, don't you?
It's cute.
Well, I love acoustic stuff. That sounds good. That's nice. All right. We're going to...
Why'd you know the lyric there?
Because that was the name of the song. And I could tell he was talking her into all these things. And I was like, he won't be able to talk her out of her dress. And that's it.
Wow. Look at you go.
I could write a country song. I've written them. In my dreams. There's a fall that happened. Were you able to find this video?
Not yet.
Oh,
I
damn.
Pick, I know, I gotta grab it.
It's, fall that go to page6.com. It's right on the front page. Okay.
So, you know, sometimes an artist is on stage and they love their fans so much, they gotta lean over and give them a hug. And sometimes that ends well. And other times you fall right off the stage and hurt yourself. And the person we're talking about here is Lady Gaga. She, they're calling it, you know, mother monster. Had a mother of a fall on Thursday.
Is she hurt?
She's all right. She's embarrassed.
Well,
wasn't her fault.
No, God, not.
Did someone grab her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, grab her.
They
say she plummeted off of. She's doing a residency in Las Vegas right now at the MGM.
Oh my God, she was riding on some dude.
She invited a fan up to the stage, and he picks her up and like bounces her around and bounces right off stage.
Off the stage they go. That did not end well.
Looked
and it actually looked like he landed on her.
Why did she let him
do
that? She wrapped her legs around him.
She's riding him like a pony. And
his legs buckle.
Yeah.
Well,
wow,
she's heavy, dude.
You know? She's not that heavy.
She is. She's super,
she's a little bitty thing.
She's heavy. She's so talented. Jeez. All that talent weighs like a ton. So she climbs into his arms and he loses his footing and... I don't even think he loses his footing. He just falls.
His knee just goes.
So there's footage of this from every direction because everybody was filming it.
Yeah.
She returned to the stage, continued the show.
Oh, you know what? He steps to the side. Half his foot is on the side of the stage, and he just loses the whole thing.
It's worth a second looking at. That's a rough one. She got up and said, "Everything's okay. Everything's okay." She's on the pit, she's down, you know, where she's falling.
Everything is not okay.
She says, "The only thing that's not okay is we need some stairs for the damn stage so I can get back up." She says to the guy,
"Throw me a rope,
quick up, get the helicopters.
I'm down here with the normies."
She says to him, "You all right? Come on up. Everything's fine. It's not your fault. Let's go. Come on. Are you okay? Can you promise me something? Will you just forgive yourself right now for that happening? It takes two to tango."
Oh, she said all this?
She said that to him because she gets him back up on stage and he's like, "Oh my God, I just body slammed Lady Gaga." She says, let's see. "We fell into each other's arms. We're like Rose and Jack from the Titanic."
Okay,
and she said to her little monsters, "Do not come down on this guy." She says, "If anybody is mean to you on the internet tomorrow, you let me know about it."
She said all that?
Yeah, there she is trying to... She's feeling... Meanwhile, she's like checking every joint in her body to make sure she's a
very nice lady. You'd think she'd be like, "Dude, you just dropped me."
And then the one thing I want to end with here is that Not So Silent Night 2019 is happening on Saturday, December 7th at the SAP Center. It's Mumford & Sons, 21 Pilots, Raconteurs, the 1975 of Monsters and Men, and White Reaper. And the tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. It's a hell of a lineup. I know you're going to be there, Vinny.
I will be there, yes. Yep. I look forward to seeing you all there.
It's a big deal.
Party.
Yes, we will.
And rock out.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Women, space, space walking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:37. I wanted to remind you once again, because Michael Martin will adore us if we do. That Not So Silent Night 2019 is going on sale at 10 a.m. today. So set yourself a little reminder.
It's going to sell out.
It is going to sell out, so you want to be on this. The SAP Center, Saturday, December 7th. Mumford & Sons, 21 Pilots, Raconteurs, the 1975 Monsters and Men, and White Reaper.
You guys, it's Saturday night, and we're partying in San Jose. It's perfect.
Let's do this.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com.
Those guys are coming by.
Yeah, Bobby and Angela are going to be here real soon. They're going to hang out for an hour or so.
Well, they're local.
Yeah.
our local sponsors. Mm-hmm.
Last night, there were some sports on your television. The Houston Astros beat the Yankees 8-3. There's one more today, and it's a must-win for the Yankees. Otherwise, the World Series will be set at Houston Astros versus Washington Nationals. So, Yankees.
Bye.
Right. This weekend, Cal will play Oregon State. Hello, Oregon.
Yeah, my son's home warming up his arm right now.
Is he? Well, is he getting ready?
What is he, the wide receiver or is he the quarterback? I forget.
You tell us. He's your boy. I mean, he's our boy, too. We like to take credit for him.
That's what I mean.
Yes, he's the quarterback over there.
Telling me he's... Oh, okay. Great.
Stanford lost last night, so there's that. Over the weekend coming up, San Francisco is going to play Washington, and Las Vegas will play in Green Bay. By the way, the Raiders have a good... Las Vegas, you have stolen yourself a very good version of the Raiders. They're getting better. They could go into Green Bay and win.
They're having a decent year.
Yeah. Yep. Way to go, Vegas. Way to steal stuff. Good job.
Vegas. Steal our dreams and our money and now our team. Mm-hmm. You steal Lady Gaga's pride.
Lots of people's virginity.
Men have floated out the hatch into space. All 420 spacewalks. 420. Coincidence?
I think not.
That changes today.
Mm. So you're saying even when a woman has done a spacewalk,
a man was there.
Been there.
But not today.
Du-du-du-du-du-du.
It's an all-female spacewalk today.
Yeah, it is.
Because NASA was smart enough to pack costumes that fit.
Mm, yes. Must be Halloween. Mm-hmm. They packed the right costumes. Did you see the new space suits that they've designed?
I did.
They're cool. They're so much less bulky. Remember those? It looked like they were giant Pillsbury.
I don't really remember those, but I do know what you mean. I saw the new ones and was like, oh, look at that. They put a little color in them, too.
Sure.
Oh, red and blue. Huh. Anyway. Christina Koch.
What? Siri talking to one of us?
My computer.
Oh. Hmm.
Christina Koch?
Sure. Is it K-O-C-H?
Uh-huh.
Koch.
Christina Koch and Jessica Meyer.
As Meyer, yep.
Meyer?
I don't know.
Okay, well, anyway, these women are astronauts, and they will make the first all-female spacewalk today. Congratulations.
Very exciting.
It is exciting.
Costumes for everyone.
Oh, look at this. It's pronounced Cook.
Oh, Cook.
Is it?
Well.
Because you know what I'm likely to go with when I see those letters. And I decided not to.
Yeah. Cook it is. Not Coke. Cook. And not that other thing that is what he was thinking.
Right. Man, this is funny. Oh. I'll just mention this real quick while we were sort of on sports, and I meant to do this before I moved on to the all-female spacewalk. So the NBA found itself in some weird hot water over the past couple weeks because one of the general managers for the Houston Rockets, a team that more than any of the other teams is very popular in China because they had a player from China.
Right.
So they're big there.
What's that guy's name?
Yao Ming.
Okay.
Anyway, the GM there tweeted some support for Hong Kong and human rights and got himself into trouble with, it turns out, part owner of the NBA is China?
Apparently so.
Right.
It seems that way because he stepped in it.
Right. So China said... This is what the commissioner said.
From China?
Well, no, this is the official statement from the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, who said, they asked for us to fire him.
Oh.
His response was, absolutely not. We won't be firing him, and he's not in trouble either, because that's how America works.
Right.
So this is, in my opinion, the most positive thing that the NBA has done since this situation started.
Agreed.
Because LeBron kind of stepped in it when he spoke out, and they were obviously concerned about their money.
Yep.
Which is...
money! Dollar make me holla.
Long over there in China. Long money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say...
1.4 billion people?
Yes. It seems like each of them gave like $5 for the NBA.
Right.
Yeah, there was like big money made over there.
So anyway, that's the response the NBA had, and that's good.
And that's the response they should have had from the beginning.
And it's, boy, the nads on the government there to be like, we need him fired.
Yeah.
We're going to have him fired if you don't mind.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Well, just shows what they think
that
their
or
world
kill
position
him.
Is, right? I mean, not too scary.
Do you remember the name Abdulia Sanchez?
I don't.
That's the woman who live-streamed a deadly crash where her sister was killed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Abdulia Sanchez, who did time in jail. She's from Stockton. She was arrested earlier this morning after a high-speed chase.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. Police said around 1:30, officers attempted to stop a vehicle for a vehicle code violation in the area of Rosemary Lane and Picardo Circle there in Stockton. You know it well.
Sure, Rosemary Lane. It's beautiful there.
Right. The driver failed to yield, you know, when they turn the lights on.
Yeah.
The driver, identified by police as Abdulia Sanchez, failed to negotiate a turn and drove the car off a roadway.
For a second. Oh, my God. So she wasted again?
A male passenger ran. I love using flat tire sound.
Well, the first time I'm like, oh, that was a horrible accident. Horrible. But now this, you're just a bad person.
She is a bad person.
A male passenger ran from the vehicle. She was taken into custody without incident. A search of the vehicle revealed a loaded firearm.
Oh, wonderful.
And she, Abdulia Sanchez, age 20, was arrested for weapons and traffic violations, according to police. She was convicted of... gross vehicular manslaughter, DUI, and child endangerment after live streaming a crash that killed her 14-year-old sister back in 2017. The live stream showed Sanchez behind the wheel the moment she veered off the road near Los Baños.
Mm-hmm.
The car flipped. Her sister and her sister's friend were ejected.
Mm.
And despite the sentence of 6 years, Abdulia... served less than half of that before being released on parole in late September.
Wow.
September.
I think you...
out of jail.
Horrible.
And back into jail.
And you must have reported that she was released because I feel like...
Yeah, September. Yeah.
I feel like that this...
She was just released.
It's
just
crazy.
Got out on parole.
And she's back at her old bad person ways. Unreal.
So.
Yeah. I didn't realize there was a third person in the car.
Yeah. Oh, me neither. Did that person live?
I think so.
I think so, because otherwise we would have heard.
Oh, my God.
There's a 36-year-old guy named Matthew Bushman from Mansfield, Illinois. And last Wednesday, the
Bushman
cops...
Bushman from Mansfield. Well.
put out a warrant for his arrest in a forgery case. And on Friday, some officers spotted him. That's the guy! They asked him if he was Matthew. Are you Matthew Bushman? And he said, nope. And he gave a fake name. The problem was he has Matthew tattooed on his neck.
That's my boyfriend. My boyfriend. Oh, got his own name tattooed? What, like in case he forgets?
Oh, it's horrible. It actually says Maddie. Let me see if I can.
Oh, it says Maddie B on
Maddie
his throat.
Maddie B. I know a Maddie B.
Let me show you.
The cops knew, they saw his tattoo and that ruined his plan.
Ruse.
And he was arrested. Right. Yeah, you don't get your own name on your neck. You
just
get
like you
your
don't
girlfriend's
get your
name on
you
your neck.
You don't get your own face on your arm, you know?
Right. Well, that's... Listen. I can't explain that one to you. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
there
Maddie
it is.
B.
Look
Let's
at Maddie B.
Let me have a look at that.
In real life, he looks like more trouble than the name Maddie B would bring about.
It actually looks like it says Mary B.
Whatever.
Yeah, he's a white dude... close cropped dome. A lot of gray in the beard there.
Yeah.
Elven looking. He's got some pointy ass ears.
He does.
Yeah.
Even his chin is pointy.
He's obviously going to be an orc someday. He seems to be headed that way. I mean, he just looks like his face is going to morph into one of those hideous creatures.
Let that be a lesson to you all. don't tattoo your own name on your neck. Yeah. You get your girlfriend's name on your neck, sure. But you don't get your
I
own.
I did. Her name's Mary.
Dingbat.
Yeah.
I would totally get Sarah on my neck if you'd get Vinny.
I am not going to do that. That's very sweet. It's really a great offer.
Deal?
No. No deal. I'm not getting that. I'm not going to get any neck tattoos. In, or neck. I'm not. You can put your hand away.
Deal.
I will not be shaking that. No.
All right, fine.
I have thought of getting a tattoo.
Oh, I'll get you that on my neck if you'll get Vinny.
Back here. Back
of my, oh, then I'll be
back
jealous.
Back of my neck.
Deal.
That way I could hide it. No, I don't think so. What are you looking at, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, at this point.
What is he, G-Loke or something? What's your name?
Yeah, A-Loke.
You get A-Loke.
I'm staring at him. He's not even looking at me. I'm like, all right.
I will not make eye contact with that guy. Yeah.
Hey, do you have any tattoos, Alex?
Yeah, I have one.
Oh, you do? What is it?
It's a California bear, and it's got the California.
What is it on your cursive.
Yeah.
arm?
Yeah.
No. Oh. Let's have a look at that.
Yeah.
Pull that. See. Go ahead. Let's take a look at that.
Take your shirt off.
Let's see what you got. HR! Hashtag all of us.
All right, they get the clothes off the guy.
All right, there we go. Oh, that's very large.
Let me see. Oh, it is large.
Oh, that is way bigger than I would have predicted.
That's a big old. Can we take a picture of him and put it on Instagram?
Picture.
Put that on the Alice 973 Instagram.
Here,
kids.
I'll have Alex.
If Alex allows it.
So is that the start of a habit, or are you like over it?
I do want
it. It looks fresh.
Good ones.
When did you get that?
I got this a couple years ago, maybe.
Oh, looks very, still very crisp colors.
It was a good artist, yeah.
Clearly.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Get your face in there too, Alex.
His face too?
He's got some fans on the, all
right.
Yeah, people think he's gorgeous.
Flex that muscle. Let's get those guys, let's get that gun
Dang,
show going.
He has big ol' arms.
Check him out on the Alice973 Instagram.
You guys, what you really got to do is check him out on our last podcast. He's spectacular.
Yeah, he did take some of the incriminating stuff off of there, but
barely.
Not all of it.
I hate that he got to edit his own.
It seems wrong.
It is wrong.
I walked in. I go, "What are you doing? You leave everything
His
in.
Face
leave
goes
everything
beat
in.
Red.
I barely took anything.
I know.
Out.
I
Most
let him. I let him take this one thing out, which was fine. But everything else.
Well, and hopefully that one name I had.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Three things.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah. Right.
I don't remember what that
is. You guessed a name.
Oh, yeah. God, I'm such a... You owe me $5.
I owe you nothing. You owe me an apology. I've almost peed myself. What? Did he just guess a name?
You know, try having a poker face for once in your life.
Dude, I just really thought there's no way they'll pull this name out.
And then your eyes bugged out and it was clear.
Yeah, I did not hide that well.
Someone owes me $5.
Nope. Well, someone might, but it isn't me.
Our text number is...
It is not high.
800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys said. Too early for Christmas!
Yeah, way too early.
With a million exclamation marks. All right, take it easy. Yeah. I was just trying to get into the mood.
This is when all the Christmas albums come out, though, you know?
Yeah.
By November,
on,
we're going to be in
the
full
program.
Christmas album swing. Adele Dazeem came out with the first one.
510 says, I love Vinny's excitement for the holidays. I mean, come on.
Well, you got little the hotline's ringing. You
yeah,
got little kids.
Duh.
That's when it's magic again.
Well, that's, yeah.
More magic than when you were a kid, weirdly.
And I could have shined on the holidays. I mean, I really did shine on the holidays as a grown-up from, I don't know, 18 through.
Well, it just feels like another obligation.
Oh, this. Great.
Mm, great, I got to spend money on.
How am I going to get out of going to wherever my parents live now? Well, they moved around a lot.
Sure.
Yeah, they're, you coming home? Like, that's not my home.
Yeah.
I never lived in Pittsburgh.
Home is where the heart is, Vinny.
All right, you say.
You get to explore a whole new city.
Isn't G-Eazy the guy who was with Halsey?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Funny.
Yeah, I don't... It's so weird, because I know G-Eazy. I don't know G-Eazy. Huh. Saw Scott Capurro last night. So good. Love you, Scott. Happy F-Day. Oh, yeah, it's F-Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
F-Day all the way.
Where's he? Tonight, he is playing at the at 19 Broadway in Fairfax. Tomorrow night at 3, Disciples Brewing in Santa Rosa.
Did all the people rain phone calls and texts on you at 4 p.m. last week when you were supposed to be doing your wifely duties?
No, nobody did.
Nobody did.
Well, if they did, I didn't see it till afterwards anyways. It's not like I bring my phone in there.
Oh, you don't?
No.
You're not filming that?
No. Right.
No.
Or watching something?
My filming days are long over. Oh, my God. It's the last thing I'd ever want to see. Oh, God, great. I thought I looked hot and turned out.
925 yes. says...
Not so much.
Leave J-Law alone. Can't she fall in
Leave
love,
her
too?
Alone.
She has a backbone. She isn't going to take any bleep. Good morning.
We'll Good morning to you.
I wish her the best. Yeah. I just, you know.
No, it's going to last forever. I'm convinced.
There's no reason to rush into a marriage unless you've got...
Well, maybe her clock's ticking. Who the hell knows? I mean,
all
she's
right.
29. Maybe she wants to have some kids. And all her friends yeah. are having kids, too. Like Amy Schumer and her, they have a really funny... I guess it's a semi-public relationship.
Oh, do they?
You see exchanges between them all the time. You know, she just got married and had a baby, and maybe J-Law's like, I want to do that too. I'm with this guy. Let's go.
Kooky.
Kooky.
Oh, right.
Let me have it.
I was like, kooky? Amy is kind of kooky.
Listening to you guys on radio.com while we vacation in D.C.
Oh, that's a fun place to be right now. Well, the Nationals are going to go to the
right,
series.
Oh, right, okay. I was going to say,
that's
what?
The only reason.
What about D.C.? Sounds fun to you. Okay. Baseball.
That and the Smithsonian.
It wasn't Sophia's mother texting in. It was her dad. And yes, you're right. It does not feel normal getting up at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
We know. Good for you, sir. Way to help out.
Yeah. He was obviously on baby duty early this morning when he texted us about his little daughter.
Armed with some pumped milk, I'm sure.
Sure.
Or worse, formula. Mm. God, it's so weird how that becomes like... You're going to feed your kid formula and you're all, well, I don't know. When did this become such a, it's like you're killing your kid. I'm not killing the kid. We can't get milk out of those boobs. What do you want from us?
Kevin Gates is an artist.
Yeah.
He was motivated to lose weight after a baby tried to breastfeed on his chest.
Oh my God. Did you see the nipples on...
Yes, I did. On Jamal, on the... Boy.
Survivor?
On Survivor.
Yes. Oh, my
he's
God.
He's talking to the camera, and I'm like, I go to John. Those are beautiful breasts.
I couldn't get off the nipples. I was... yo.
Well, hello. Good luck.
Sorry. So we both had the same...
We did. It's wrong.
Childish
we're judging,
reaction
right?
to...
We're nine-year-olds, right. and we look at people's bodies and go...
What's coming up in the trash?
Well, Johnny Mosley's
Your
coming
boy.
Up in the trash. That's right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.